This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-50 all-wheel drive, only $249 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SN316458. MSRP 32295 and 33125.
All right, David, give us a little damn music.
So I want to go through some potential trade candidates in the NFL. I want to know what you would give up for them.
And say nothing. Let me just say this.
Yeah.
I love the fact that the NFL finally, the last few years, has gotten into actual player trades. You never used to see this. Not even growing up. You didn't see it 10 years ago. Now, players
get only free agents.
Right, players get traded. So I'm in. I like this.
Just for you, Michael, what would you give up for Matthew Stafford?
John Mara, straight hostage release. If you're the Giants, anything except the number 3 overall pick has to be on the table. I just don't think Stafford at this stage of his career nets you first-round draft capital. Now, if the Giants were, work with me, a really good playoff team, like let's say they were Minnesota, and they won a bunch of games, and you gave up the 27th pick in the draft. Maybe. But I'm willing to give up a pick or two because Rams have this weird obsession with maybe moving him. I don't know. They don't want to give him a contract.
Like a third and a fifth?
Oh, I'd do it all day. I think he gets more than that. To me, I'd give more than that. Yes.
A series of wide receivers here wonder what you would give up.
Let's start. Rico will give up a sub sandwich. He hates wide receivers.
Let's start with the New York Jets wide receiver, Garrett Wilson.
Go ahead.
I'd give up a fourth.
What?
A fourth? Well, okay. He doesn't value wide receivers.
Dude, Rico picks up the phone and just bludgeons people in trade talks.
Wow.
I think to me it's second round plus. I don't know that you get a first-round pick out of it because you have to pay this kid. And then all of a sudden, and again, his production has been all over the place. There clearly was something wrong with his relationship with Aaron Rodgers. I like him. I don't love him.
Fourth.
And the list will get better. I'm really willing to see.
I hope Rico's offers do.
I want to see this, okay? Let's go to another wide receiver. Let's go to Cooper Kupp. What are you giving
Rico,
up for him,
Rico?
Rico,
hit it.
A 6th-round pick.
He's not wrong.
Okay. All right.
He's a very expensive
we
player.
We do not pay wide receivers.
Now, there, Rico's right.
6th-round.
All right.
Yeah, 6th-round.
So let's get a little better. DK Metcalf.
Everything. I think if you're a team like they don't have San Diego anymore. If you were a team like the LA Chargers.
Yeah, I still do it as well.
I think you, I know. Listen, that's a player. He's built in a lab. He is a red zone target. He's a 50-50 target. There's clear, he's frustrated as all hell in Seattle. If I bring him to LA for Harbaugh and I got Ladd McConkey in the slot, I got him as that big perimeter target for Herbert. Yeah, I'd absolutely give a first round pick for DK Metcalf.
See, I was going to say multiple picks, but the highest one being a 2nd rounder, but I would give up multiple to get him there.
I'm going to leave the biggest one for last because I want to get to this one. You probably say nothing for this one, but Christian Kirk.
Rico, hit it.
28.
We do not pay. Yeah, seventh rounder. I'll wait till you cut him.
That may happen. It may happen. You're right. He's a cut candidate. So.
I don't want him. I've always thought he's a trinket player, you know, a third wide receiver at best on a really good team. I'm not trading for that.
And just so you know, I don't hate the position of wide receiver.
I know.
There's so many out on the field, and there's only a hand. Like DK Metcalf, if you really said we want a number one pick for him, okay, you can have it. But I would haggle for him. But I would say, how about a second and a fourth, or how about a second and a third next year? But, yeah, Christian Kirk, no.
I left the biggest wide receiver name for last because it's going to be a tag and trade scenario if it happens.
T?
Higgins. Now, you can negotiate it because it's like two first-round picks if you tag. But yeah. You can negotiate.
Yeah, it's multiple high-end picks. Yeah. It's not two firsts, but it's a 1+3 or 1+3 and four. It's going – look, I just think his greatest crime in this life is that he's not Ja'Marr Chase. But he's a fabulous receiver. I think he borders on top 10. He's in his prime. Again, if you're the Chargers, if you are the Patriots, I think that's the one. You've got to quickly get in there and help Drake May. Give Josh McDaniels a veteran who from day one can hit the ground running.
Yeah,
I would give up just about whatever it takes to get to Higgins.
Yeah, multiple first-round picks with one being a first-round selection.
Rico offers a pub sub and a slap on the ass.
No, I would, but most receivers, it's almost like a running back. I can just get somebody, bring them in, and I'll have it's why they're getting rid of T. Higgins. Yeah, we don't want to pay you this money.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Not if Joe Burrow has anything to do with it. Let's get to the two tight ends before we get to a couple defensive players. Evan Engram, tight end for the Jags, and Kyle Pitts.
Nothing. They're both absolute rat dogs. I mean, Evan Engram had his moment in Jacksonville, but I don't want anything to do with him. He's brittle. Kyle Pitts does not like playing football for money. I am convinced of it. It makes no sense. The physical's there. All the metrics are there. Dude is horrible. Mm-hmm. Horrible. That is a guy, as Rico put it, I wait till you're homeless and I offer you a blanket.
Or pub sub.
Right. Add avocado. It's a heavy sub. I don't want nothing to do with Kyle Pitts.
Gotcha. I'm going to put these next three guys together. They play in. They're edge, basically. You can tier them who you're giving the most to. You got Myles Garrett, Micah Parsons, and Trey Hendrickson.
First two, I'd give up two first-round picks. Trey Hendrickson, a little bit less. Less flashy, good player. The Bengals don't have leverage on you because they may need a salary dump to keep other people. That's my list.
I guess, David, it would depend. Like, if I'm the Lions, I probably would do a first-round selection for all three. Because you have such a low first-round selection, go ahead and get rid of it now because it's glorified second-round pick. Because I got a feeling Brad Holmes is going to try to trade back anyway. So you might as well trade and get a Trey Henderson. But yeah, all of them, to, in my opinion, would be worth a first.
So the next two guys here, Greg Newsome, cornerback for the Browns. He was already on list to possibly be traded.
Yep.
The other guy's his teammate. Denzel Ward is on this list because he's made comments that if Myles Garrett is dealt, then he'll have to think about what he wants for his future.
Oh, yeah, along with Joel Bitonio saying he might retire.
Correct.
Let me be very open about this. I hesitate when we start talking corners. I think corner, more than any other defensive position, is scheme-specific. David, I have seen so many corners sign big free agent deals and then bomb.
It was Asamoah.
Nnamdi Asamoah back in 2010. Yeah, because he went from being asked to play zone to man, and he couldn't do it. David, I just would stay out of that marketplace. You know, last year it was a little different with L'Jarius Sneed. You understood what you were getting. Rico, you take this. I'm not getting involved with cornerbacks.
David, I look at corners the same way as receivers.
I do too.
Corners the same way as unless that's Sauce Gardner or somebody out there that I know, he's going to be good no matter where he plays. I'd rather just take somebody in the draft and groom my own player. So I'll just wait till you get released.
I'm with you on that. They to me are a dime a dozen. You can find your guy in the draft, build him up, and then when it's time to pay him, unless he's that all-pro corner.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
O linemen, D linemen, linebackers, I'm your guy. I'll make a deal. I'll trade some picks. But
you win with big people.
Right.
That's the deal.
The receivers and the corners. And the, no. Unless it's a like DK Metcalf.
Or
T. Higgins. Like I think DK Metcalf, I would take over T. Higgins because DK is hungry. He wants out of Seattle. He hates everything about the Seahawks, and he wants to win. So he's going to come in motivated. Like, seriously, I know they're not a viable option because they got enough receivers. Imagine him on the Lions team. Okay?
No, we already got enough guys in wide receiver.
I know. But I'm saying.
Highly unlikely.
He would come here and say, you know what? You guys are about winning. I want to be a winner. I hate my life where it was. So, yes, him. Because it's not going to be about the money for him. It's going to be about rings for him.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. That is in football today.
Guys, by now you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the dress collar polo. They've already sold over a million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with the new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle resistant, so you can travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag and it will remain wrinkle free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So visit collarsandco.com and use code TIKI for 20% off at collarsandco.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.